Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I remember Wayne Rooney watching Flushed Away, like, on his own.
Did he say you would never cause a sale and kin? It was like literally nothing better.
Twice the pleasure.
Guess what happened to me? All over the ground. I'll be like, what did happen?
All four eyes proposed.
Now look at me. Big talk.
I think as well, hello and welcome to The Therapy Crouch with me, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
We're back again for another fun session.
How are we? How was the week?
Yeah, Ab took me down basically to get someone Bristol. Else's puppy. So now I've put a ban on the puppies. We now go and our adventures are getting someone else's puppy.
Yep.
Which actually I'm all right with because I quite enjoyed it.
It's a monumental day in your life, getting a puppy. You know, Kaz lost her dog. 14 years before Christmas. It's a big deal. Like, she's got a little boy, and you know that bond is so important. So I had to be there for the day.
Apparently,
is this Kaz of Tommy and Kaz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What was amazing was he got all like labs and like he's got working dogs. He trains them.
Mm. That sounds like David. not.
Not scientific labs.
Oh, no, he hasn't got a lab where he's like, you know, keeping dogs alive.
He's got these labs where he like clones Labradors.
He's got Labradors.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're amazing. These Spaniels, and they're like, he showed me all he does with them. Very interesting.
Mm. He's got a lot of champion dogs.
Did you pick up any tips with Jeffrey?
Jeffrey's pretty good, to be honest. I've trained him.
Jeffrey
very well.
Doesn't need any tips. That other thing,
that
on the
other
hand.
Ralph.
That other thing.
Oh my God.
Ralph
ate my Saint Laurent. So not only has he ate the Bottega boot, we went out the other night, the most incredible Saint Laurent shoes that I got.
Incredible.
Swarovski crystal, black stilettos. I left them at the front door and came down in the morning. The dog had just ravished both of them. So I was crying over my shoes with a hangover. It's not a great start to the weekend.
You sure it wasn't Pete setting them up? Yeah. Last week?
Yeah.
Now Ralphie's walking the green mile.
It was me. Yeah. I was chewing them. Thing is with Ralph, like, I love him, but he nips at your Achilles every time you walk.
Oh,
so
that's
it's like
so annoying.
He goes right, left, right, left, right, left, the whole way downstairs. And the only way you get away is if you go upstairs.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is fun about that? Like, obviously, I love him now. He's in. But if we didn't get, if we hadn't got him, I wouldn't be getting my Achilles, like, nipped at every
He started walk. To bite my Achilles as well.
Is that it's annoying, isn't it?
So annoying. I was walking this morning, going to make a cup of coffee, and it's like, ah, what is that? Ralph's like that, like, on each ankle. It's so horrible.
I don't know how he does it. He manages to get, like, as you're walking, both ankles.
I know. Are you not proud of me going to, you know, the dog place and not coming back? There were so many puppies available.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't come home with one. Do you know what? I think I'm done with my house getting wrecked.
Well, thank God for that.
So there goes the donkey sanctuary then?
No, because they'll be outside.
So what dogs are you looking at? What breeds?
So he has spaniels and labs. Mm. And Kaz came home with a fox red lab, which is just gorgeous. That's what, you know, Alfie was. And, you know, she loves that type of dog. But
yeah, those little spaniels are quite nice as well. Mm. Quite like them.
You loved them.
I did like it.
I think you were more. You wanted it more than me.
Well, yeah, I think Kaz's dog's beautiful.
Mm. I've never heard of a fox red lab.
Yeah.
Like golden or black ones, chocolate ones, don't you?
It's like a gin. It's like the same colour as Ralph, like a ginger. It's a ginger lab. Yeah. Isn't it?
Sounds right up my street.
Okay, what else have we done?
I wanted to bring something up. You know, like, I was thinking about it the other day when we went to the water park with the kids.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen anyone go to a water park and not get wet. I don't know. You managed it.
Yeah, so we went to...
get water on them.
Yeah.
See, in Portugal, it was torrential rain.
Mm-hmm.
Shock. And so we took the kids to the indoor water park. And I don't really like getting in that kind of water.
What? I don't know how you manage it. It's Jamie.
You see floating plasters and all that.
There's no way the kids are...
I saw a plaster once in the leisure centre.
I can't. Yeah. A hair, someone else's hair on your wet foot.
You see someone in a Veruca sock and like, that's it. I'm out.
Do you know what? I don't even think people are that, you know, respectful to wear a Veruca sock. Yeah. I reckon there's just rogue, loose Verucas yeah. everywhere. You know,
bazooka that Veruca.
But then there's no way all of those kids are getting out to go for a wee.
What's the actual deal with verucas?
Like, what are they? Like, what are they?
It's just
It's like a foot wart.
It's an infection. It's a contagious wart-like infection on your foot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really hear of them anymore. But then our kids do swimming. I don't really hear of verucas there.
No, they've never had a veruca. Thank God.
Strange, isn't it? Oh, well.
I thought you footballers would have been all over them.
Well, yeah, no, I mean...
changing rooms and all that.
Yeah, well, there used to be fines if you didn't wear flip-flops in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because
of verrucas?
Because of verrucas.
Well, I don't really know. I think just sports. Hygiene
Ooh.
In general, really.
Pete's got a corn.
Oh. All right, Nana Teresa.
I know. That's what I said to him. I said, me nan used to have corns.
I walk on my nails.
Yeah.
Bizarrely, I've got a curled over foot.
Yeah.
And I've got this thing, and because and every month it kind of like I get it becomes really painful.
It's a corn.
Yeah,
it's called a corn. You won't
plasters.
Have.
Oh no, he's a dab on the changing corn plasters. Actually, I've seen her change many of my Nana Teresa's.
I can't.
She's
a dab on the changing corn plasters.
Oh really?
You need a hand, yeah, you know where to
All
ask.
Right. Okay.
They're extremely painful, a corn, because it's like a spike into your foot.
Wouldn't believe how painful it is. If I leave it for like 6 months, which I have done, the pain by the end is absolutely phenomenal.
What do you do? Get them shaved off?
Yeah, he just like slices them off.
He cuts it out at the root and it's like a big hole in his foot. But the doctor said the best thing that he could do is to get his toe amputated.
Have you heard her?
She says this
all the time. So it's the one next to the big one. She says she don't need it.
Yeah,
right. True. So she said if it becomes a real big problem, like the worst case scenario is get it off. And Ab has never ever shut up about it. She's desperate for me to lose it. Why do you want me to get rid of it so much?
I just think it'd be hilarious. I like your feet though. You've got good feet. Yeah, so the whole water park thing, you know, I am there. I am part of the family
unit.
Family unit, the family fun. But I'm not getting.
I'm
not going in.
No. Well, I quite enjoy it, the slides and stuff. It's all good fun.
What do you do at an indoor water park if you're not on the slide? Because you can't even like
supervise.
You can just sit there.
Supervise.
Supervise fun.
Supervised. I was just being lifeguard to. The kids, like Pete was off on the slides. I was at the little, because Jack's too small for, he's got to be 1 meter 20. He's 1 meter 18.
Oh, every time he goes and does that, puts his back to the thing and he stands on his tiptoe.
And it's not as if I can put a pair of Heelys on him.
Yeah.
You know, like if you go to like Thorpe Park, the Heelys are on, you know, because you're getting another like 3 inches, so you're fitting on all the rides, but you can't really do that in a water park.
No. It's a shame that for a minute. It'll be there soon.
Mm.
And then you'll have to come on them with us.
I'd love to see one of those rubber rings.
I don't like butterflies in my belly. Like, I have them enough on a daily basis. I don't need them for fun. They're not fun.
No.
You love butterflies?
Water parks.
Oh.
And theme parks.
Yeah, it's good fun. So you know, talk about Verrucas, right? I just want to get into these audience wines. There's a fella here.
Have you not got a wine for me first?
Do you want me to do one for you?
Yeah. I've got two for you.
You got two for me? Wow. You better go first then.
So my first wine is that surely the perk of the job being married to a footballer is you've got your ready-made football coach for the children.
There we go.
However.
He's got in World War III already.
About this one.
He doesn't do a thing with them when it comes to football. And he just says, they're not into it. So I'm not going to do it. So last night I was in the bloody hall playing five-a-side. Well, 3v2 with the kids. What? I'm teaching my son how to dribble, how to ball control, freaking how to score goals. And while Pete's just sitting in the office, FaceTiming whoever you were FaceTiming.
I had a Zoom call to do and you took it upon yourself. I thought, what is that noise out there? I looked out and you were playing five-a-side with the kids in the hall. Freaking and hell. I don't know who was worse.
Johnny said this morning that I was the best coach. But because I think the difference is, like, I just make it fun, you know, the coaching's the session.
Well, am I drilling them too much, do you think?
No, you don't do it.
That's not true, babe, is it? Come on.
You bought cones. They're literally all over the garden. The winds, like, blew them everywhere.
We haven't been out in the garden for about 6 months. Mm. It's pouring with rain, wet. Listen, I'm happy, but I just think they've got to go and enjoy it. I think they need to fall in love with the game before I kind of make them do stuff. It's a process.
Part of the process was to get the PlayStation so they could play FIFA. It's now end of March, and it hasn't been set up.
No, it has been set up. We had it, and then you did the fucking floor. So then we had to rip everything up. We've had no furniture. I haven't had a seat.
Haven't had the scart lead.
Finally got the hold of the scart lead. And now it's set up, and it's been set up for one day.
Yeah, but everyone comes
and
into the house.
I was out the whole day.
Everyone comes to the house, and it's like, cannot believe the floor.
Well, I'm so pleased for you. I love it as well. It's a fantastic floor.
Thank you.
But we didn't have any furniture, so like, we couldn't sit on anything, and obviously there wasn't. The PlayStation was in storage.
So my wine number two. Huh. You know, you're saying it's a process. and you know it. It takes time, and you know, you've got to put this time into it. I'm just looking at the diary, and you've got golf in every single day next week.
Yeah, I've got a lot of golf,
including the weekends.
There's one weekend a year I play on a Saturday when my mates who can't play during the week come down to see me, and it's fell on this weekend.
Yeah, and what about the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Nothing in Monday, nothing in Tuesday. There is potentially a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday situation.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, there's not one little, you know.
But it goes in peaks and troughs. It's like some days it's like, in some weeks it's like all you and the kids.
And all some, me, no.
Yeah, it is. Babe.
You can't lump me and the kids together. It's like we only do stuff together if it's like with the kids.
We do loads of stuff.
We do not.
We do loads of stuff.
When was the last time we went on a date? I was asking you to take me to see the Bob Marley movie.
Yeah, and I said, do you want to go today? Do you want to go tomorrow? You should have said, no, we can't do today. Let's go tomorrow. No, I don't want to do that. So I'm asking you all the time. You want to do stuff. You're kind of kiboshing me all the time.
Who do you believe?
Did I ask you, do you want to go today?
But we can't go go today because we're doing this.
Okay, but there's plenty of time. Could we go tomorrow? Do you want to go tomorrow?
We can't go tomorrow.
Thursday, do you know what I mean? I've asked you if you like, I'm putting it to you.
We're working tomorrow, so we can't go tomorrow. We can't do like a 2 nights away from the kids.
I have heard that Bob Marley film is excellent, to be fair.
Really?
I went to watch the Iron Claw the other day, you know, the new Zac Efron one. And I went in with pretty low expectations, I'll be honest, and it was friggin' brilliant. And it's a true story. I would say go and see that.
Is it like The Wrestler?
Yeah, with Mickey Rourke in that one. Yeah, it's similar vibes, yeah, but it's like a true story about this like family wrestling dynasty, and I was crying at it.
He died, didn't he, innit?
No. Well, he was the only one who freaking didn't die. Sorry, spoiler alert. Really good movie. Really, really good movie. I'm enjoying going to the cinema
lately. I went to see Migrate. Seen that? Migration?
No. What's that about?
Fantastic.
So did I. I was there.
I know.
I organised that one. That family trip.
You know what? I was totally disappointed about the meeting Mean Girls too.
I've heard that's a bit rubbish.
It was absolutely terrible.
Did you go a bit woke with it or something, I heard?
Yeah, it was too much. It was too much.
That's no good.
No
good. They've got to be mean. They're not mean. Surely.
Can't you be a bit catty?
Meanish girls. Meanish girls.
It's no good, is it?
No, it wasn't great.
You've got to go for it. You've got to be go for it, haven't you?
Mm.
No, I agree.
But Migration's fab. It's a kids' film. It's a cartoon about these ducks.
One of the best
migrating.
I've seen.
It's fabulous.
Like one of the best kind of animated films I've seen for
a while.
Do
you know what I'm really surprised about? Like how many adults really like kids' films?
I know. There was a couple behind us.
Yeah. Unusual, isn't it? It's a big thing at the moment. Like loads of adults go and watch kids' films. Could de-stress them.
You say adults weird.
De-stress them.
Adults.
De-stress them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, thing is, I obviously go with my kids, or I watch them at home with my kids. But I do enjoy them, and I do get that. But I don't think I'd go.
Pete watches Flushed Away every day.
Love Flushed Away.
The kids.
Good one of my favourites. Yeah.
You look like the little mouse off that Flushed Away.
What, Roddy?
Roddy.
Yeah. Do you reckon?
Rodney.
I remember. You know when we played with England, I remember Wayne Rooney watching Flushed Away, like.
Did he say you looked like him?
No, he just loved Flushed Away. He was like, have you watched this? And I was like, no. And he's like, it's unreal. He had it on in the massage room a few times. And we all enjoyed it.
It's not my favourite film, Flushed Away,
pretty good.
At all.
It's pretty good.
Mm. Okay, do you want to hit me with a wine?
No, there was one that happened last night. We're watching Kin, right, which we really enjoy at the moment, right?
Oh,
Kin. The new series of Kin.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Phenomenal, right?
Have you seen the second series?
No, Pete's only talking about it yesterday, but I want to start watching it.
Really good, really good. But like, obviously, it's all a bit tense.
Mm.
But Ab was looking at, apparently there's a sale on Net-A-Porter at the moment. So I was deep in, like really, it was like cliffhangers everywhere. And every now and then I was just getting like a dress whilst I was really concentrating, and it was like that in my face. You know, what do you think of that? And the price of it. And I don't know how you could kind of really enjoy something on the telly.
Because I'm a female, I can multitask.
Yeah, but you say that, but
I'm not like you.
You're not going to get the enjoyment out of it.
Oh, I am.
Well, you weren't
watching
it. It's
like a double whammy of enjoyment. Net-A-Porter sale and Kin. There's like literally nothing better.
Twice the pleasure.
Enjoy that.
Double the fun.
Was that actually double the fun for you?
Yeah.
I can't get it.
No, you recommend that to me yesterday. I'm dying to see that.
Have you not seen series one?
No, never. I hadn't even heard of it.
Oh my God.
Is it Griselda or something? Everyone keeps going on about
Griselda. Yeah, that's good. We watched that as well. It was good. It's not Kin.
No.
Put it that way.
Griselda was okay.
Okay.
Shot beautifully, but...
I thought it was good.
7 out of 10.
Not a 7 for me, no.
No.
Oh. On Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Abigail's.
Rotten Abbey's.
All right. Anyway, just bear that in mind, I think. I don't want to see dresses.
I was saving your money, lying with you.
Saving me money.
I'm doing you a favour, going on this
show. I'm actually doing you a favour, yeah. So you can be quiet.
That is Abby logic, that.
Does you genuinely mean that?
I saved you loads because I was using my own money. Saved you 100%.
Girls as players too. Right, I'm going to get into some audience wines here. We talked about Verrucas a minute ago. Well, this person says, I wanted to whine about people who bite their nails. It's unhygienic. Ugly to look at and fucking annoying to listen to. People have no qualms about doing it.
To listen to?
Yeah. Like,
the sound of it.
Can't hear that.
You can do that.
You just did then, yeah.
Do you hate that as well?
But I do, but I also bite my nails, so I can't complain.
Can't complain. Well, people, it's one of those habits that seems to be okay. You know what I mean? Like you wouldn't fart in public or pick your nose. Or, I don't know, do you know what I mean? But like biting your nails, people do that.
Because it's more of a nervous thing or like a kind of a pastime, not pastime.
Well, how do you stand on like, because that has to go somewhere, right? Swallowing it's disgusting.
No one has ever swallowed a nail.
Yeah, so what are you going to do then? Flick it?
Spit it out.
spit it out, which is all over the floor. Mm. Well, that's it. It's disgusting.
I don't bite. I put my nails in my hand.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? That is actually disgusting.
I put my nails in my mouth, but I don't bite them because that'll ruin.
Break your teeth.
Well, I have to say,
acrylic will snap my teeth.
Well, on trains, planes, and pissing automobiles, whatever happened to the humble clipper and file at home behind closed doors? God knows what else these sickos do with their toenails.
I saw a man. I was in the nail shop the other day. This guy came in with his wife and just got a manicure.
A full manicure.
Yeah, just like had his nails cut and his cuticles done and then buffed. And the girl who did my nails was like, he comes in every 10 days and gets it done.
Where do you stand on that?
I don't know.
If I reckon you'd enjoy me coming with you.
Yeah, I'd enjoy you coming with me. And, you know, I think it's a good thing to get your nails done, but does spark a bit of serial killer to me.
It's a bit icky as well, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Mm. Pete sat there going, all right, girls. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. No. Yeah, I imagine you drove past and just saw me getting a full on.
No, because it's a good thing.
You couldn't
thing,
just do like
it?
That, could you? You'd have to be like,
with the rollers in.
No, it's a good thing getting your nails like cleaned and trimmed and looking after yourself. It's like a nice thing, but what's going through his mind when he's like, oh yeah, I need to get my nails done on Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not even painted or anything groovy on there, just cut.
Just cut.
Do that at home.
Makes sense though, doesn't it? Like really, like I know it's a bit weird, but it makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm. There's so many germs in your hands.
Is there? He's getting himself looked after, I don't know.
But nail biting, no.
No, not for me.
Not into that. I've seen people clip toenails in the IC, you used to call it like the library, the uni library, where they do 12-hour days and then they clip the nails and toenails in the library.
So take your shoes and socks off.
A lot of people would sit in the library in the shoes and socks off anyway, and then some of them you'd seen they'd be clipping the toenails. So that loads of times.
Oh,
icky, that, isn't it?
Mad, isn't it? All right, I've got another one here,
babe. Someone needs to come up with like a little invent, because realistically, when you're cutting your nails, it just falls on the floor, doesn't it? Unless you're doing it over in a nail shop.
You need like the nail vision of like a ped egg. Do you know where it just goes down?
You need like a squat box or a nail clipper.
That's exactly right.
You need like a little net on the clipper.
Yeah.
Get nailed.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. This one's about you. For starters, you always look amazing, but you never let it slip what your beauty products or where your clothes are from.
It's top secret.
Then you always tell us about these great gifts that Pete buys for you, i.e. the digital camera that goes straight on your phone or camera roll, but you never tell us what brand it is or where you got it from. Finally, you never gave us the name of that bloody Martina Cole book you read into Thailand.
Loyalty. The camera is it? I don't know where it is. Pete took it and hasn't given it to me back.
It's a Canon camera, I think, isn't it?
I'll put it on my gram, gang.
Okay.
Everyone's been asking me about that bloody Celine perfume as well, but it hasn't got a name on it.
No.
Just says Celine on it.
Mm.
Beauty products, clothes, what are you sporting today? Where's that from?
Oh, this is 7 million years old from...
Thought you were going to say that.
God knows.
Hey, yeah.
Never brand new,
it is. It is. Where's this from?
Put a satin pyjamas.
Still got the label on it, but I've had it for like 5 years. I've never worn it.
It's still got the label on it, but I've had it for 5 years.
I swear.
You can't be a fucking idiot.
I swear on your life.
I didn't come that Nepal's fucking order the other day.
I swear on your life.
You're a liar.
I've just swore on your life. I've never worn it. Because I always put it on and take it off.
Think it looks ridiculous and take it off.
Yeah.
Thought we should have done that today.
But I've got no clothes. I can't wear a black polo neck again. That's all I wear.
You look great though, babe.
To be honest.
So does the man. That's what Amanda thinks. She thinks she looks amazing. She just wants you to share the love.
I do need to do that. But to be fair, I haven't had a camera on my phone. I've got a new phone now, which that was my weekly whine. I had no service for 3 days. So I had no network for 3 days. Mm. And no one could figure out how to do it until Sam fixed it for me. So my old phone for a year, I've had no camera.
Can I just say I've been like Bill Gates recently? Like, let's be honest. I've literally like, I've done a lot of good stuff with technology recently.
Like what?
Well, I set up Sophia's phone. I did yours until it had no network on it.
Half did yours?
But I transferred everything over, didn't I?
Yeah.
Like, for me, I think that was pretty good.
I think it's
well,
good.
I was doing quite well.
Very good.
Thanks, babe.
No, it is. Very well, good.
Bingo.
And he set the PlayStation up, clearly, he said.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Thanks, Ross. I didn't do that one. I tried, but I couldn't do that one.
I do need to tag my, you know, if anyone, you know, a lot of people say, what lip colour did you wear and all that. So me and my makeup artist, Helen, we'll tag them. Tag what we use.
But, all right, great.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't tag me in any of that. Really. Yeah. By mistake. No, I listen. You do look great, babe. You're
thank you.
Fashionable.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Hey, Abby and Cardi P.
I'm not sure this Cardi P should be catching on.
That's the best. Nickname
I love
I've
it, Cardi
heard.
P. Who called him? At you?
No, well, I wish it was me.
It was me.
No, someone.
People in the YouTube comments.
No, it was me. I came up with Cardi P.
You can't claim Cardi P.
I did. Genuinely.
Okay.
Let's put it to our listeners who come up with Cardi P. I am almost certain it was me.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I don't want it catching on anyway. It's
too late.
I like...
Pete, you get called Cardi P in every single episode of this.
Well, I do now, yeah. But all I'm saying is, like, can we stop that?
I think it's a good nickname.
I do, Cardi P.
Yeah, but it's like, it's derived from the fact that I'm wearing cardigans. It looks like I'm a good rapper. Or anything.
You are a good rapper, though.
We were just talking then, we had a minute break about what happened with my mates in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Do you want to share it or not?
Yeah, so we'd all been out the night before and come home, got a kebab, and then one of Pete's friends was eating the kebab and then...
In the morning?
No, shut up. No, one of them...
Sorry, I thought it was my story for a minute. No, with my pals.
One of the guys was so drunk, like vomited, and there was nowhere to vomit, so he vomited on like a leftover kebab. And then,
don't just finish this story.
And then the next morning, Herman got up and started eating.
That is fucking disgusting. That is horrible. Don't even finish that story.
Eating the vomit kebab, and I couldn't get it out my mouth to tell him.
You watched him do it?
No, I was like...
My mate watched him.
And he ate... No, I watched him.
My mate.
And he ate the whole thing, and then we told him that he had the vomit, and he vomited it.
He's in absolute bits over that.
Do you balk and stuff like that?
Yeah,
could you be sick of that?
Oh, John farted once in the cab and I got off the cab to throw up. Is that bad?
No way, really.
Sheffield.
A video? And you threw up?
How could you see a video of a fart?
No, it was him farting in the cab. I can't believe you let a mate eat a vomit kebab.
I didn't let them do it.
I wasn't sitting there
like that. Before it could come out my mouth, he was like, oh, got up starving, hungover, shoved it down his... And I couldn't breathe to say it. Okay. Hi, Abby and Cardi P. Long-time listener, first-time messenger on here, so please bear with me. Men's feet. My God, we've been verrucked up to our eyeballs today.
Men's feet.
I'm a proud mother of two teenage rugby-mad boys and a husband of 22 years. Yikes. It seems that everyone, bar myself in this house, is nose-blind. Every time my boys, husband included, come back from work or playing sports, they seem to find it totally acceptable to just ditch their shoes wherever they feel like, then parade around the house with their cheesy, stinking feet all over the place. Honestly, sometimes when I come home, I feel like I need a pair of goggles or a gas mask on. Thank God my house isn't big enough for a posh living room. I think I'd have a heart attack if I ever came home to them stinking it all out.
How would you deal with just, like, I'm thinking teenage boys and me, right? Say they've, I don't know, they've all been playing football and then they come back. And
you're exceptionally clean for a man.
Yeah, but like when I trained, I would kind of obviously have a shower and everything at training ground and come back smelling all right.
So you could say smelling the roses.
No, smelling all right, but like... I remember when I was a kid, like teenager or whatever, you'd play a match and just walk home. And
yeah, then just like, boys
sometimes
don't
I'd
smell.
Play on the PlayStation or something like that. Yeah. And I just had mud all over my knees from just playing football.
Not surprised.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like that's what boys do.
Well, you wouldn't, because my boys won't be doing that. It's all about the rules of the house, if your mum allowed that. If my kids would just be getting marked straight up the stairs.
Mm.
No mud. I used to strip Pete at the door when he come home smelling of canteen. Couldn't bear it, could I?
Mm. When I still love that.
I don't know, we're not a smelly family, are we?
No, I'm just saying that boys are smelly, right? You go through the
it's that teenage grease.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So how would you cope with that?
The
would
spotty
you,
grease.
Would you not,
it's like my Aunt Sean's room. You smell like a rabbit hutch. I'd say. A sweaty, it's not sweat, it's like a grease. It's a
hum.
It's a hum. Mm. It's a dull, greasy hum.
A dull, greasy hum.
It is.
No, I'm not a big fan of cheesy feet. I've never met a girl with cheesy feet either. I think it is a boy thing.
Oh, John had an ex-girlfriend with the worst.
Of course he did.
With the worst smelling feet.
He always used to say that, didn't you?
Yeah. I used to go in and like spray her feet with deodorant while she was asleep.
Can you imagine waking up and seeing Abby?
Abby with a roll on, painting her feet.
Wow.
Not worse, I don't think.
It's like badly smelling feet. Is that just, like, is it like a thing?
You've got no socks on today? Pete's got no socks on in February.
No. He doesn't wear socks with trainees.
Me? Today?
I don't wear socks and trainers.
Don't you? Your feet must get so sweaty.
They don't.
Don't smell.
No, not with them corns.
Right, we've had so many people get in touch about how to handle breakups and how to deal with it. Actually, a divorce lawyer got in touch about some of the stories. Maybe that's something we can do later on down the line.
What?
Not us. I'm talking about get her on and talk about, you know, what it's like to break up and, you know, hopefully we never have to go through that.
Okay, so how Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber make their marriage work?
Okay.
Ready for this?
Does it work? How do we know that this works?
There's still it's groundbreaking stuff, this. Hayley and Justin actively commit themselves to be better partners and make sure to share their feelings openly. Can you believe that?
Is this fucking news?
That's news. Also, Justin feels comfortable, safe and secure at home with Hayley. Beat that.
See the man of the
like,
house.
Who writes?
To me, mate, he's doing better than me. I don't feel fucking safe with you.
What do you mean? How can you say that you don't feel safe and secure at home with me? That is.
Well, if I stand on the rug or the rim, I don't feel safe and secure at all. If I spill something on the couch, I don't feel safe and secure. If the dog runs in on my watch, I don't feel safe and secure.
I don't feel safe and secure because you're always at golf. So, there you go.
That's not true, is it?
That's how you make your marriage work.
Is it?
Don't ever go out with each other.
What? Don't ever go out with each other. No, I just don't think that all that says to me with them is that's what you do in a relationship. Oh, you know, of course you feel safe and secure with them. Otherwise, you wouldn't be with them. And number two, yeah, open up. Like, who else are you going to open up to? Your partner.
Who wrote that as well? Was that a slow news day?
E. The thing is, though, it took you a long time to open up. You weren't a very big feeling expresser.
I don't know. I think that's kind of a new thing, isn't it? For men to open up about how they feel. I think certainly being in football my whole life as well, you have to be in a kind of macho world, and it's like, don't show emotion, don't let yourself come across as weak, don't outwardly show that you're feeling bad.
Mm.
That's something that I grew up with.
Mm.
So I do find that hard. Still probably now.
And but, now you've got a couples therapy podcast.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Now look at me. Absolute shitbag.
No, but it's part of like your life, isn't it, growing up as well? You know, I was always like very open, like as a kid, like very vocal and open and...
Yeah, but I think that's a girl's thing. Like I would never call my mate and say, oh God, feeling shit today.
But would you wouldn't even call your mum and dad and say that though, would you?
I wouldn't call anyone, no.
I'd call my whole family well, and all my friends.
I know you would, but like even now, I feel like I'm better at this now than I was, but I still wouldn't do that. I'd still deal with things on my own.
I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yeah. But I'm pretty open with you, like...
Now you are. God, it took me years to get you to open up.
Not completely. Like, I wouldn't... If there's certain things, but you can tell.
I can tell when something's
up. You kind of drag it out.
And then I will persecute him.
Yeah.
Until he tells me.
Yeah, you'd make sure
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Yeah, you would, yeah.
Could you do this?
Or like aimlessly wander around the house.
Yeah, walk up and down.
Yeah, and he just wanders. He can't settle.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're not all the same. And that's what is incredible.
So this is like a couple's relationship therapy, life therapy podcast.
Is it?
But, you know, well, that's what we market it as.
Right, rolls off the tongue.
Well, hopefully we're... it's the podcast of one.
A podcast of one?
Yeah, like in that genre of relationship therapy.
Couples life therapy.
Couples life therapy.
Couples life therapy, lifestyle. Like, link, subscribe. No, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, listen, you know.
We're just here, aren't we?
We're just here. We're just talking about our relationships and I think people are relating to them and hopefully we can help in some way.
Mm. Mm.
But there's plenty of people that are not in relationships.
Yeah, there's so many of our listeners... are not in relationships and they're asking our advice.
What about your friend who had a divorce party? Are you into that?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Are you?
It's not a hell yeah, it's a no.
What?
It's my new motto that I go by. Live
yeah,
by.
I've heard that a lot from you.
I stole it from Margot Robbie.
Did you?
Yeah. What, I just think
again?
It's a really good saying.
If it's not a hell yeah, it's a no.
It's a really good decision-making tool. No matter what it is, it's a decision-making tool for any walk of life.
Cottage pie or spag bol?
No, it doesn't. It has to be one answer.
No, it's should
it
I do this?
It has to be one answer. It's a should it? I or shouldn't I?
Oh, and it's,
you can't say spag bol or, what did you say, shepherd's pie? Yeah. Shepherd's pie.
I hate it.
Shepherd's pie?
So dull. So
you hate shepherd's pie?
Just imagine of like Wednesday when I was a kid, do you know what I mean?
Have you not tasted my shepherd's pie?
Midweek, minimal effort.
Minimal effort.
It's a lovely stuff.
Nutritious. It's nutritious, healthy. My shepherd's pie is.
I love it. I love it.
I have a packet of cocoa noodles, honestly.
Oh, wow. Well, that's your second best meal.
We had that last night. Fucking chicken noodle. Never again. Do you know, no, instead of making the kids like just normal noodles, I got an organic chicken, roasted the fucking chicken.
Wow.
What? No, not wow. But what I'm saying is I could have just easily just given them bloody...
chicken nuggets or something.
No, the noodles, Ross. I could have easily just given them the noodles, but I spruced it all up with like carrots, spinach, onions, chicken, and they were like, what is this? And I'm like...
It's a thankless task being a mother.
It's a thankless task being a mother, yes. Exactly right. And a wife. Anyway, so...
What does that mean?
I'm joking. If it's not a hell yeah, it's a no. Should I buy this dress? Hell yeah, you get it. If you're umming and ahhing, it's a no. So if it's not a hell yeah, it's a no. Get it?
I get it.
When I go through my wardrobe in the morning, I see all my cardigans, I think. If it's not a hell yeah, yeah, it's a no. You know what I mean?
So funny.
I was going to go for the brown one today, but...
Tan-hooded thing needs to go.
What's wrong with that?
It's like a little freaking deer in
Do you
that?
Know the problem?
Bambi?
Do you know the problem with that?
Bambi on ice.
Do you know what the problem with that is? I fucking picked it.
Yeah.
That's why. Unless she's picked it, it's absolute complete bullshit.
I was laughing your head off yesterday. So I got all this ski stuff from Perfect Moment. We were supposed to go skiing at half term, but we couldn't make it work. Pete was trying it on. And... he went into the dressing room and you know that leopard print cardigan that he's got?
No.
He's got this black and white leopard print cardigan that he wore for a golf trip and he put that on and went, God, this goes with this, doesn't it? I can wear this in skiing. I was howling, laughing at you. So funny.
Fuck your micro fleeces, I've got a leopard skin cardigan.
Literally.
But I could quite easily sit here and say, you've got like PVC pajamas on today. And like, you know, have a go at you.
This is why it's been in the wardrobe for 5 years and I've never worn it.
I wouldn't say that.
I've got no clothes at the moment. I can't wear a black polo neck again and jeans. That is my go-to wardrobe. That is my go-to look. A commando black bodysuit.
Nice.
I've got about 20 of them. £60. They're from Commando, yeah?
Anything Commando's all right with me.
And jeans. And I look exactly the same every day, but it's comfy. It works.
We haven't seen the unitard in a while. Is that still going?
No, because you
baby grow.
Took the piss out of
you. Look gorgeous in the baby grow.
PVC pyjamas. So that's what you thought the whole time?
No, just literally just came to me. No,
it don't look PVC. It looks satin.
It's silk and I haven't worn them before. That's why they've still got the label on. They're 5 years old. Nice. I'm not even joking.
Someone's clothes, is it?
No, I don't care.
No, I didn't realise. Boo Avenue had the sale on half.
That was Boo Avenue.
I used to love Ethel Austin's.
Me too.
Ethel Austin.
Do you remember Ethel Austin?
Yeah, I know.
Get lost in Ethel Austin's.
Yeah, that, like a Dorothy Perkins
I have been lost in Ethel Austin's. Yeah. It's not like Dorothy Perkins now.
No.
It's just got the pyjamas and knickers and vests from Ethel Austin's. Yeah, slippers.
I've definitely heard of that.
There used to be one on Ellington Road opposite Crichton's.
Oh, did there?
Mm. You've been in there.
Oh,
yeah, you have.
Ethel's.
How did I forget? Must have slipped my mind.
Go get some thermal vests from Ethel's.
Oh, I just like a thermal vest. To wear them under football before they did all the skins.
Yeah.
Had a little thermal old vest school. On.
Oh, I used to love a thermal vest.
Can't go wrong with
I used to wear them in senior school. I was flat chested till I was 15. And then they just come out of nowhere.
Did they?
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, looping back around to the divorce party. What was that you were talking about?
I don't know how I feel about a divorce party. I think keep it low key, I would, but I think unless if it's a woman scorned, getting angry and like trying to post it everywhere, then it's like they're having a go at their husband,
you know,
I think.
It's just the first go-to attack, isn't it, John?
What?
A man saying a woman scorned.
No, I think like it's aggressive, isn't it? I think having a divorce party. I think it is. I don't think it's anything you should be proud of. It's like, it's bad what's happened. I think having a party.
If you were married to some loser who you hated and he was finally out your life, it's a call for a celebration.
Yeah.
AKA divorce party, I'd say.
Yeah, that's true. But if they've just parted ways, I don't think you should have a party about that.
But I think when you're getting divorced, most people hate each other at that stage.
It's not that uncommon. Like, looking at you. Kim Kardashian, Robin Thicke, he had one.
Robin Thicke?
Yeah, and I'm sure...
I think it's a bit weird, men doing it.
What about during the divorce party? Can you think of any good breakup songs that make your breakup playlist?
The thing is, nothing breaks like a heart, does it? You know.
Is that another Margot Robbie quote?
No, it's not.
Full of quotes today. Nothing breaks like a heart.
Nothing's worse than heartbreak. But you get over that. It's like mourning, stages of grief.
So you'd start with
it's like the panic, the denial, panic, heartbreak.
Then getting back out there.
Mm.
I suppose if you break up with someone that you loved and they've kind of broke up with you, that must be
one-sided love.
It must be hard.
It's probably the worst.
If you get someone just ends it and you thought you were happy, that must be hard. Once you get over it, right? Once you've split up and stuff, where do you go from there? Do you get straight into it? Do you mourn for a bit?
I think everyone's different. I would like to think I wouldn't. Well, I'm relating it to me, but you know, my friends who have had relationship breakdowns, I will encourage them to, you know, sort yourself out, get back on the horse, get back on the dating scene, you know, a bit of a, what is it, like a breakover?
What?
Is it called a breakover?
I've never heard that.
It is now.
Isn't it called a breakover?
Yeah, so you have like a makeover, but you've broken up, so it's a breakover. I like it.
Breakover?
We'll go with that. You heard it first on the therapy crouch. You probably didn't.
I don't know what the technical name is for it, but you know, because people normally get the haircut, don't they, or diet, you know, get to the gym, have a bit of a breakover.
Breakover.
That sounds weird, but
yeah, great.
Kind of like it.
Yeah.
Breakover.
Tattoos. Yeah. People get tattoos as well often.
Do they?
Yeah.
No, people get a tattoo and then split up. I think they're a bit, couples tattoos are a bit of a jinx, aren't they?
Do you think?
I do. Don't you?
Have you seen those ones, like, I've seen a few pictures of my where friend, got, like, the name crossed out and then another one underneath.
Like a list.
And then another one crossed out.
My friend's...
I do that on tattoo fixes.
My friend's fella had his ex-girlfriend's face tattooed over his whole abdomen.
Oh, my God.
So, obviously, when they were... intimate.
Listening to Bonk Beats.
When they had the Bonk Beats on, like, she was staring at his ex's face.
Wow. What, he didn't get it removed?
No, it's his whole body. His whole body is the ex's
face. Wow. He must have been really happy.
Yeah. What do you mean? He's having a full threesome.
Really, no, he must have been really happy to get someone's face that big. I mean, at that time.
Mm. Already lost a really big bet.
It was like, you know, one of them cars. Do you remember that car show in America?
Oh, like Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride. No, where they used to have like the kind of like graffiti, like baby's face on the thing. Like,
did Bruce Lee say had that, didn't he? He had his daughter's face on the bonnet of his car.
I wanted that so bad when I was young.
What's someone's face on the?
My own face on my car.
Alexis Candice.
You know, like, just full Pimp My Ride, like, with the graffiti, with, like, all stars and my name and graffiti and me.
Did you?
Caricature of me.
Wow. Yeah. That when you wrote to Snoop Dogg?
I wrote to Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Yeah. I think it's hard because, you know, my friends who have broken up with their guys or girls are an older generation.
Mm.
So, you know, they met, when they were, like, dating or whatever, there was no... you know, dating apps and social media. They were literally going to a bar and getting chatted up or vice
versa. That must be strange, like having a relationship, long-term relationship, and then coming out of it and then all of a sudden having these mad, like, apps that you
know on. Yeah, it's a completely different era of dating, isn't it?
Yeah.
The world at your fingertips.
Literally.
Literally.
I don't know. Am I thinking about it? No.
You went, swipe left or right?
I was thinking of like sounds a gag good. To go with it, but I failed.
Well, glad that's put me at ease.
I was thinking
anyway.
Sort of like under the thumb, at your fingertips, under the thumb.
Yeah, but
does anyone swipe with their thumb?
Yeah, I think you do, don't you? Like that, aren't you? So I'm told.
Yeah, how do you know? You can swipe with your...
You wouldn't be doing that, you can swipe
with your thumb because your phone is small.
I would. If I was swiping, I'd be swiping with my thumb, wouldn't you? You would do that, surely.
Yeah,
it's but it's having the confidence to get back on the horse after you've split up, because a lot of relationships that end leave a lot of psychological and emotional damage and trauma, and it, you know, might put people off.
Yeah, I think you need a while afterwards, don't you, to kind of process a little bit?
I think I would wait. I don't want to be... It's on the rebound. Seen that new J-Lo bloody film?
But I want it.
It's mental.
No. What's it about? Being on the rebound?
It's like it's a musical.
Is it really?
Thing. Yeah. It's a musical. Like, so every scene is like, it must have cost millions to shoot every scene. Like, she's in this glass house, there's all dancers and there's relationships and you can see them all, and every part of the story is a song. She like funded it all herself, but she talks about, you know, making like bad decisions when you're on the rebound.
Oh, really? I also heard on the radio today someone talking about that film and saying that a hummingbird came on the top of the car, and she knew that that was the direction she wanted to take.
Take from that what you will.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I didn't know what
so basically, the start of the movie, she tells us like an old
better
story.
Better than aliens on the fucking bonnet anyway, isn't it?
Oh my God, did you see that article? Fucking yeah, Peter Andre. She sets the scene with this about, you know, this old story her mum used to tell her when she was a little girl. She had a mum told her it a thousand times.
When she was on the block.
When she's in the block, yeah. And basically, it was two forbidden lovers, and the emperor cast a spell on the girl and turned her into a red rose. And then the man tried to save her and turned him into a hummingbird. So the story is...
there is a hummingbird involved.
Yeah, so whenever you see a hummingbird fleeting from flower to flower, the story is that he's looking for his true love as a flower. So that's how she sets the scene. I only did 20 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm like,
belting them, was it?
No, because I had to go to the, I had to pick the kids up from school. I was packing my bag and put it on in the background.
That's poor sale was on, wasn't it?
Yeah. I put it on in the background. But yeah, I think having the confidence to get back out there, even if the method has changed. But I think there's nothing better than getting all done up with your friends, feeling good about yourself and...
Hitting the town
and hopefully get chatted up. Or chat someone up. Girl power. You make that first move, sister. Get in there.
Fair for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get into a few agony abs, all right? Hey, both. I already know I'm going to get hammered by Abby on this, so I might have to be one of Peter's pickles.
What's that?
Agony abs and Peter's pickles.
I don't get it.
I'm in a pickle with Pete.
Oh.
Pete's pickles, it's good.
I like it.
Maybe he could just give his advice on this. To be frank, I'm not a big animal lover. Oh, why anyone would choose
already.
To bring something into their home, feed it, keep it warm, only to have their generosity returned by having a molting, barking, chewing shit machine wreck their places beyond me. I'm with you here, mate. What I will say, though, is what people choose to do in their own homes is their choice. It has no impact on me personally, which is the mantra I've lived my life by so far. However, when it does affect me, is when the company I work for, one of these typical young tech startups trying to do everything they can do, if the office is filled with Gen Zers, decides to implement bring your dog to work policy. John, this policy offends me on two grounds. A, it's discriminatory to every other animal. I somehow feel that if we were to develop a passion for snakes and spiders, they would be less welcome on our thirsty Thursday drinks. And B, I don't fucking like dogs. I now have multiple meetings a day ruined because they spend all day barking at anything and everything. I have to keep an eagle eye on my lunch as the scavenging scruffs will eat anything left at my desk, at desk height. And finally, have you ever smelt a dog's farts? I've been racking my brains for a sensory equivalent of what I can compare to smelling a dog's turd whistle in a confined office space. I honestly think there aren't any.
It's meaty.
If word gets out, I've tried to get this policy reversed. I will essentially become a social pariah in the workplace, but something has to change. Pete, any advice?
I'm on the fence with this one.
Well,
I like it when it suits me. Yeah. But when it doesn't,
if
I'm
it's
like,
your dog,
leave your fucking dog at home.
If it's your dog, it's fine, right? If it's not your dog, it's not fine.
No, to be honest, I love pets. I think... There's nothing better than a pub that allows, or a shop that lets you bring in pets.
Mm.
You know, they're gorgeous pets.
Yeah, but
they're
just
lovely.
That, but it's in the workplace, right? If you're bringing it into the office, like, you got to be the boss. Otherwise, you know, there's people that might not like animals.
Oh, yeah, I'm not having some intern bringing an Alsatian in. She can piss off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
what I'm saying is, like, you know, why is a dog any better than a rat? If yeah. I had a pet rat.
Oh, Pete, we saw a rat this morning run across the road. No, not in mine. In the train station. In the train station.
That's
revolting.
Yeah, but what's wrong? Like, if I like a rat and I want to bring it in, what? If you said, well, you brought your dog
but
in.
The scientific proof, the scientific evidence that states being around animals is better for your mental health and makes you happier as a human being.
I wouldn't be that happy to use a pet tarantula in here right now or a snake.
Yeah, but that's not a dog. Did I say pets?
You said animals.
Dogs and cats.
Mm. There's something nice, I think, about having a dog around. I'm not like a huge animal person, but the dogs are nice. You know what I mean?
As if you're not a huge animal person.
Not really. Like, I wouldn't have them if I wasn't with you.
Well, you.
I wouldn't have anything.
Say that again.
I don't know if it's groundbreaking for you, but I probably wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't have one. I genuinely wouldn't.
Well, that's put me off you a little bit.
Was it?
Hmm.
No, because you did say the other week if he was single and he had a cat, you'd be put right off him as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so I can't win.
With a dog is sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if it is. I don't know.
Single with like a...
You'd hate my dog. If you came around my house and I was single and you came around for the first time, you'd go, fuck off. He's got an annoying dog.
Little French bulldog.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I don't like them,
exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You don't like French bulldogs? I know that's a terrible thing to say.
There's no way. If you went round some fella's house, right, you only want to see him. You don't want to see his dog that you didn't get. 100%.
No, but a man with like a well-trained German shepherd.
You'd hate it?
I wouldn't.
You would? You would hate it because you didn't. It wasn't part of you.
That's not nice. If it was your ex-girlfriend's dog.
Yeah, you'd hate
it. I'd hate it.
Yeah.
Why is that?
But I wouldn't hate you. To be honest, Pete, I don't hate any animals, so I wouldn't.
You would. If it was my ex-girlfriend's dog, you'd look at it, you'd hate everyone.
Lib wants a ferret. Found a sanctuary in Surrey. Ferret rescue. So we're going to go there and see if we don't get bitten by one.
Don't get a ferret.
Fuck off.
Absolutely no.
You know, that'd be out the cage in about 2 seconds flat and you'd never find it again. And it'd be living in your house, ruining it.
What do you mean?
If you brought a ferret home, I'll guarantee it'd be fucking... We'd lose it. Yeah.
No, there's a ferret sanctuary. Lib wants a ferret.
Why is there a ferret sanctuary? How many ferrets are going?
People get them and realise they're shit pets and give them back to the sanctuary.
Do they? Oh, I don't agree with
that. Because apparently they bite, which puts me off.
My next neighbour, Tansy, she used to have two ferrets.
Did she?
They're from for five
Where, in London?
No, in Boxtree, in Liverpool.
And what were they like?
They were all right, but they were nippy. They do bite, yeah. And they were rapid. 1 minute, you're in your hand, and next minute, they're like up your coat, down your trousers. I used to always ask to bring them round. Tansy, you can come around if you bring the ferrets. Any gerbils?
any gerbils?
No, I think I would say yes to pets in the workplace. If anyone doesn't like the pet, they need to be fired.
No. I think you can raise it. You know. Go and speak to the pet police. Probably got them these days.
Or you work from home the day that they come in and just swap. Simple.
God, it's all just a big like uproar, isn't it? Just don't bring it in.
Yeah, but will you want to leave a pet on its own all day?
Well, that's the part.
And there is scientific evidence to... There's like cat cafes and stuff like that now.
Yeah, there are, actually. Yeah.
Just go and have a little play.
All right. He thought he was going to get hammered by you, but you didn't really hammer him, did you?
No.
You can see his point of view. He's not into the dog.
You know, I read this really wise quote the other day.
You're full of them today, aren't you? Freaking hell.
You say never trust a man or never trust a person that doesn't like animals, that doesn't like dogs, but always trust a dog who doesn't like a person.
Wow. Groundbreaking.
Interesting.
Episode title inbound.
Interesting.
Have you ever seen it when someone walks in, the dog just goes mental at this one person? You're like, what? Because they can smell it. They can smell the badness.
Hey guys, hoping you can both help me out as I'm getting so stressed out about this and I feel like I can't tell anyone close to me as they will not be able to give me an unbiased answer. After years of fighting for my seat at the table, the firm I work at has finally given me the promotion I deserve, albeit about 5 years too late, in my opinion, but that's another issue. The promotion would be life-changing for me. Not only is it a hell of a lot more money than I'm on now and a whole load of other benefits, it would be on my CV forever and I could genuinely change the course of my whole professional life.
Wow.
But there's one small snag. The new role is based over 3,000 miles away in their new flagship office in New York.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Not only do I not know anyone who lives in New York, but I also have a boyfriend from Grimsby.
Fuck him
who's,
off.
Fuck him off. Fuck him off. Wow.
Get yourself to New York, girl. The Big Apple.
Whose idea of traveling? Great people. Who doesn't extend much further than going anywhere in Europe that Man United might be playing?
Ugh. Definitely get rid.
The initial posting at this job is only for 6 months, but if all things go well, I have the option to move there on a permanent basis. I know that if any of my friends and family, they will tell me to cut my losses and run, but I also feel really bad about the prospect of going and likely ending our relationship. I know what we could try long distance, but personally, I just think this makes two people half miserable at the same time. I should also add, I was very happy with my boyfriend up until this point. And we've been living together for the past year, so it's pretty serious. I'm pretty confident he would never leave his beloved Britain behind for life in the Big Apple, but I also haven't asked him yet either, because I know once I do this, it's going to lead to a lot of shitty conversations. What should I do?
If it's not a hell yeah, it's a no.
So
I think the fact that she's having these conversations with herself... Well,
she likes him.
...already. No, she knows that...
Yeah, but what I worry about with these things, is she going to resent him later down the line when he kind of, imagine he gets more relaxed and he's a bit more a bit more comfortable. And
no, she's got to go.
She starts.
I could have been anyone.
I could have gone to you. Yeah, exactly. How many times do you see that? Yeah. I could have been anything if it wasn't for you. I stayed with you. Yeah. You end up kind of resenting that person because you've turned down your dream job.
It's so hard to not look at these situations as a mother instead of a girl in love.
Well, I don't think these have got kids.
No, I know. I'm talking about myself. I'm doing it. I'm putting myself in that position, but I can only come at it from a mother's perspective. As in, if that was my daughter, been offered the dream job in New York, I'd be like, go for it, do it. But, you know, we've all been there. We've all been in like desperately in love. And it's you know, it's a dilemma.
Well, if we didn't have any kids and stuff like that, like, and you were like, and
I live in New York.
And I said, and I said, there's no way I'm going to New York. Would you go? Yes.
That again?
Hell yes.
There's your answer.
Hell yeah.
No, sorry, say that again.
Dust.
Say that again.
If we didn't have any kids, we would just start, we were going out for a year, we'd moved in, we were in Audley Edge. And he said, I've got this unreal job like in New York. And I was still playing football, so I couldn't go. And you were modelling for someone in New York. I don't know, like, who's your favourite person?
Walmart. Ever.
You know.
My kid's obsessed. They just want to go to Walmart.
you got your dream job at Target.
Target.
No, you know, like, come on. You're in New York. I'm setting the scene here.
Well, I am a wimp, so I wouldn't be going anywhere on my own, dream job or not.
I kind of knew you'd say that because you didn't want to hurt my feelings, really. But
Pete, I can't even stay in a hotel without...
What I'm saying is it's a dream scenario. She's worked so hard to get to this point. And yeah, she loves him and she just want to go. Mm. Is she going to resent him if she doesn't?
That will happen.
I think you've got to take the job, surely. There's other fellas in freaking New York, isn't there, surely? Do you know what I mean? You'll be long. It'll be an afterthought.
I think if he really loves you, then he'll know that.
I hate that thing. If he loves you, he'll let you go.
No,
fuck
I'm
off.
Not saying let you go.
You don't let anyone go who you love.
I'm not saying that. I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say if he really loves you, you'll come and go. Or like, you'll make it work. I'm going to say if he loves you, let you go.
Don't you hate that saying?
Well, I would never have said that.
I know, but don't you hate that saying?
Yeah, well, it's a load of bollocks, let's be honest.
It's total bollocks.
Don't let someone go that you love, yeah.
No.
Well, there's your answer.
You don't let them out your sight for 1 second.
But if you get the opportunity to go to New York, you fucking take it.
Oh, I think she's got to go try it out. But that's interesting. An interesting point about the long distance thing. You're both half miserable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She needs to rip off that Band-Aid. Get yeah. there.
Rip off that Veruca sock. All right, good luck with that one. That's a tough one. I've got to say, that is actually a tough one. I think that's hard.
Do you want me to read one?
Yes.
Hey, Pete and Abby, loving the pod. So my dilemma is that I'm in my late 30s and struggling with my self-esteem. I need glasses all the time now and I don't like my new look. I'm looking into laser eye surgery and my girlfriend of 5 years is supportive of this. However, the cost is roughly 4K and I feel guilty using all of this money on something considered as selfish when it could be used for things like us getting engaged, for example. I can't get away with contact lenses, so I know it's a case of laser, surgery or putting up with glasses for life and being unhappy. I do feel guilty spending all of that money on just me. What do you think, Anon?
Oh, but is it like a joint account they got?
I think it's...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. Look, if it is a joint account, and like, then obviously, you know, that's got to be a decision between both of you.
I don't think laser eye surgery is selfish though, do you?
Not at all. If you said to me, like, I'm really struggling, like, with, like, just say, look, we're putting the engagement back. Yeah. He was like, fuck it. Okay. I can't see how small it is anyway.
No, if you said to me, I need laser eye surgery or and that's put your engagement ring on hold, I'd literally...
What? What are you going to say?
I go mental.
What are you saying here? So if I wanted eye surgery and said I'm putting the engagement back, what are you saying?
I'd dump you.
She'd be in New York.
She would know. Yeah. She'd be in New York. What have you seen? I just don't even think that this is even a conversation. You just have your eye surgery, don't you? If you said to me, I've got you, you're this here out of order.
Should have got a spec savings.
I think you look great.
I'll be sitting here with pins on. She'd be like, that, engaged. Guess like what happened to me? All over the ground. I'll be like, what did happen?
All four eyes proposed.
All four eyes proposed. You're ruthless. You are ruthless.
I'm in a ruthless mood today.
You are,
I don't know
aren't
why.
You? God's sake, this is. I know what I'd do. I'd be like, you get your eye surgery done.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to get engaged. You'd be delighted. You'd be like, way out.
I wanted to get engaged, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All by yourself? I don't think it's selfish getting eye surgery. Mm. So I don't think you should be feeling guilty about anything. You know, your health comes first, like all joking aside.
Yeah.
You know, I'll joke saying I'd want the ring over, you know, vision. But I am joking.
Contact lenses are a fortune.
You can't wear contact. Do you have to pay for them?
Yeah, you have to pay for that. I reckon over the course of a few years, that'd pay itself off as well with the contact lenses. They're like hundreds of pounds a year.
Can't believe that. Are they not on the NHS?
No, they're loads of money.
If it was the girl, he needs to get engaged before... Get the eye surgery so she couldn't see how size of the diamond.
Yeah, what if he gets surgery and goes, fuck me, look at the state of her?
Long sighted.
He jibbed.
He'd have his new eyes and he wouldn't have to get engaged for a month.
I hope we gave some good advice today.
We definitely didn't.
We did. I think he can walk away with a few good quotes.
Yeah.
If it's not a hell yeah, it's a no. Thanks, Mark.
That's an important one. What was the other one?
Don't trust a man who doesn't like dogs, but trust a dog who doesn't like the man.
Great quotes. Yeah.
There's one more somewhere, weren't there? Tune in next week. Yeah.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.